I repeat, they all speak English, and they're pretty friendly. Then there's lots of Americans back there, I guess. We ought to be able to have a little bit of a tour away this time. I can't figure out what to do with the house. Good God, I don't know what to do with anything. I'm as helpless as a China bull, and I guess it'll be because I haven't been around the business too long, so I guess I'll need some help. Maybe it'd be a good idea if we put the house, I don't know, up for sale. Maybe we could sell it. I really don't know whether to sell it or not. Well, here come the guys up from the party, and I expect somebody will knock on my door here before 2 minutes, and I'll have to stop and do a little discussion with them. The boys just went away, and it's 10 o'clock at night. I don't know where they're all going to stay. We didn't have any arrangements to put them in bed. Well, let's see. Let me get on to my tale of what happened today. Today I had to pay all day. So I got it organized early this morning, and we paid out about half of it, I guess. Then this afternoon, this is a Saturday, and no work in the province headquarters, and they only have a few military on guard, and they don't like me to have my men come in on Saturday afternoon because there's only a few guards, and they hate to check them, be all there checking them. So I brought my pay over to the house, and I left a note on my office door that anybody to be paid to come over. So we had a yard full of people all afternoon, and we held a payday. It's hotter than you realize outside now. It's, I guess, up in the 90, 95s, and pretty hot. So I guess it was hot out there, and I didn't stay out too much. I just let somebody else handle the money, and I took care of the inside. I was inside the skunk works today. So things being what they are, why, I had a pretty good day of it. I just had a chat with Ed. He talking a little bit about the party and everything. Ed's going to be the new PSA when Bob Burke leaves. Just got a message today appointing him as the province senior advisor. So he'll have this place for, well, I'll be gone most of the time, and I won't be back anyway. But he and I get along real good. We might play some tennis tomorrow if I can get out of the heat. And he's one that you remarked not feel too sorry for in the letter. And I guess that's a pretty good piece of advice. I thought of that a long time ago when this thing was going on, and then I thought a little later when I heard of old Don DeHaven's wife, I thought, well, could be the same kind of a situation. But I could see, I can see a lot of things why the gal would kick up her heels in a way. I guess I'm not built to talk about anybody. I feel kind of self. I feel kind of embarrassed. But you tell old Ruthie she better get perking up there now. And Ruby and Fritz, you and I and those folks will be going up there in them long walks where we have to go back in the beaver ponds to get the nice big ones. And she better be in pretty good shape and use that Exogeni number times a day to get in good shape. I'm pretty good shape, I guess. My pot belly is sticking out a little bit, but I get a little dizzy sometimes and throw my head around in an awkward position. But I never get too dizzy, but what always in my old noggin is ringing these little bells that says, boy, you sure got a nice wife, Carl. You sure got a honey. She's the sweetest gal in all of this world, and by George, you better do something about it. You better get back there with her. She might just take up with that guy next door who flies kites, and she might just leave you in the wind, boy, if you don't pay her a little mind and give her a little attention and tell her how much you love her now and then. Rub her aching muscles and make her feel pretty spry. I didn't say anything about the fence. I was a non-committal comment. I just don't want you to fly off the handle and buy you a $300 fence. It ain't gonna do nothing but stand there staring at you all the time. It's a constant reminder of I don't like that son of a bitch next door, and that fence is up and I can't see anything, and it's all his fault. Why don't he move? See, it'll always be in your way when you build some monument like that. Unless you're trying to hide from the rest of the world, I wouldn't build a fence around me. Of course, if you're trying to hide from somebody, that's all right. Then you got the fence up and you feel secure inside. And you say, boy, nobody can see me now. And I'm hid. And that's just what I want. And I'll put barbed wire up on the top. And the first bastard that jumps up there, I'll shoot him. There you feel all right, but if you don't want to hide from anybody, get right out there. If I was you, I'd go and say, listen, every time I come out here, you come out and look me over. Now, what do you think about me? And he'll kind of stammer and say, all right, if you think that nice about me, I know now why you're looking at me, but every time I walk out here, you're out here, and you come out right after I do now, and the next time I come out, you come out, I'm going to just bring it to your attention. Why don't you stay inside once in a while? I can stay inside all day, but I walk out here for a couple of minutes, and you're out here. Go right up there and talk to him, man. He'll stay back. Then his old lady will come out. Guess you can't win, can you? Well, get Miss Lee on your side. I'll tell you what you do. Call Miss Lee over and say, Miss Lee, I want to go out in the backyard, and I want you to come with me. And she'll want to know why, and you just say, every time I go out, that long-nosed bugger comes out there. And I want somebody out there now and with me. And when he comes this time, we'll corner him, and if he comes, and he won't come because he wants to build a high wall between he and Mrs. Lee. He don't want to have anything to do with her. So, honey, this is all in fun now, because you know how much I love you, and you know what I think about you. And when I get home, I'll make it all up to you. So take good care of yourself and keep writing me them nice letters. Oh, you write me some newsy ones once in a while. When you're not too tired, you put the 4 or 5, maybe 6 different subjects in there sometime. And that's pretty good. Because it's kind of hard to write when you're just got a heart full of love and you want to say things, and that's why it's easy to talk. I can cover a half an hour and tape, just keep yammering away and talking to you, and every once in a while I'll slip in that love and bloom stuff, and by jolly, it comes right from the heart, because that's the way I operate most of my day. Go along, suddenly you realize, gee, I'm about due to go home to see that girl. And then I'll perk up a little, and then I'll go along, and my batteries run down. And that's what keeps me feeling so good, just the thought of that honey at 3105 Moorhead, who'll be there just waiting for me. Glad I'm coming home. And so, baby, for this tape, I guess I better say so long now. Here's that nice big kiss and a hug for you.